Standing in his living room at 4:53 a.m., Jesse Isler was already deep into emails and texts when his Navy SEAL trainer spotted his phone and mockingly erupted, "You need to clear your mind." Despite having it all, 4 children, successful businesses, and a loving wife, Spanx founder Sarah Blakely, Jesse felt overwhelmed by constant connectivity. Something inside him craved silence. He needed a reset, a self-imposed timeout that would create a different kind of edge. This yearning would lead him on an unexpected journey to a monastery, trading his entrepreneur's lifestyle for a monk's cell, seeking wisdom that boardrooms couldn't provide. What began as a vague spiritual quest would transform into 15 days of profound lessons that would reshape his relationship with time, effort, and happiness itself. Jesse's spiritual awakening began on Mount Washington after his friend Kevin invited him on a simple 4.5-mile hike. Days before, emails arrived listing required survival gear, ice axes, crampons, emergency shelters. Mount Washington, he learned, had one of the highest death rates among U.S. mountains, with record winds of 265 miles per hour. Battling whiteout conditions above the treeline, Jesse experienced his first revelation about time. Taking shelter with 19 hours until their next attempt, stripped of modern distractions, time seemed infinite. When he checked his watch after what felt like hours of meditation, only 22 minutes had passed. "My relationship with time is out of balance," he realized. "When I'm in my routine, time flies. When I'm not, time slows." Though they turned back near the summit, Jesse returned 4 days later with a guide. Standing at the peak, ice coating his beard with visibility at mere feet, he felt like one of Earth's last humans. In that frigid isolation, he discovered what he needed: a profound connection to something greater and a different way of experiencing time. The night before heading to the monastery, Jesse examined his curly blonde hair before shaving it off. "I'm going to a monastery, silly," he explained to his skeptical wife. "No hair is basic monastery 101. The result made him look more like Walter White from Breaking Bad than a monk. His overpacked suitcase, stuffed with bananas, apples, carrots, and spinach, revealed his uncertainty about monastic life. At New Skeet Monastery, reality further challenged his expectations. Instead of finding Buddhist monks, he encountered a Christian Orthodox community. Brother Christopher, who greeted him, wore glasses and had a scraggly beard. Most surprisingly, the monastery was renowned for breeding German shepherds. His tiny 8x6-foot room contained only a bed, night table, and lamp. Surveying this sparse space, Jesse realized he was about to be tested in unexpected ways. The silence was absolute, with no digital connections. The monastery housed 8 monks, 4 there for 50 years, an intern named Lenny, a cook named Josh, and Jesse, all living in buildings the monks had constructed themselves. Jesse's first meditation revealed his restless mind. What felt like an hour was merely 3 minutes and 47 seconds, making the remaining 21,600 minutes seem daunting. Morning prayers in Holy Wisdom Church became routine, with the bell tower summoning all to worship. The melodic services often induced meditation or sleep. Silent meals proved challenging, as Jesse learned after accidentally disrupting the quiet by spraying apple juice onto Brother Thomas. Daily work included floor scrubbing, helping stuck cars, washing dishes, and dog grooming. Jesse initially approached tasks with his entrepreneurial mindset of speed and records, but gradually adopted the monastic way of quality over pace. By day 7, while scrubbing church floors, Jesse understood the core truth. There was no test except the experience itself. The lesson wasn't about spiritual enlightenment, but about immersing himself in their way of life. The monastery functioned as both a spiritual center and business enterprise. Their revenue came from 3,500 German shepherd puppies, 2,500 dog training programs, smoked cheese, and a bookstore selling spiritual texts and handcrafted items. Nearby, nuns transformed a $1,000 investment into a thriving cheesecake business, shipping 20,000 cakes globally annually. Each monk specialized while maintaining broad operational knowledge. When Jesse proposed modern concepts like subscription dog food delivery, the monks demonstrated their progressive business mindset. Their most successful venture began with two breeding German shepherds received after their dog Kier's death in the 1970s. This evolved into a premier breeding program and led to best-selling books, including How to Be Your Dog's Best Friend, which revolutionized dog training. Brother Thomas, the monastery's head trainer, shared wisdom beyond animals. The biggest mistake in dog training is focusing only on the dog. The owner needs training too. He connected dogs overcoming distractions to human spiritual growth, noting how both must filter out enemies of our goals. By his ninth day, Jesse was struggling, feeling sluggish and unmotivated. Sarah's advice echoed, "Stay until you have a breakthrough or you're broken." After finding cell service and texting Sarah, he discovered it was Tuesday, not Sunday. His perception of time had shifted completely. On day 10, ready to leave, a thought struck him. Remember tomorrow. This personal mantra made him consider how he'd feel if he quit early. Like an honest hike up Mount Washington with a friend, Jesse realized his monastery stay wasn't genuine yet. He hadn't given his full effort. This insight changed everything. He began embracing monastery life deeply, learning from the monks. Brother Mark shared nutrition wisdom. Brother Stavros introduced their library, and another monk offered simple wisdom: decide that you want it more than you're afraid of it. As days passed, Jesse's thinking cleared remarkably. Free from decision fatigue, creativity flowed freely, and his meditation improved. He could now sit for 20 minutes without checking time. After his monastery experience, Jesse distilled 10 key lessons for modern living. 1. Put maximum effort into small things. Daily tasks build character for bigger challenges. 2. Recognize time's finite nature. Calculating remaining days forces reprioritization. 3. Develop consistent processes. Plan ahead and work methodically. 4. Rate your happiness regularly. Understand what makes you unhappy. 5. Learn to dodge the arrows. Identify and avoid goal-derailing distractions. 6. Find where you think best. Different environments spark different thinking. 7. Practice monotasking with perfect concentration. Prioritize focus over effort. 8. Make a contract with yourself. Write personal promises about how you'll live. 9. Remember, experience is overrated. Passion matters more than expertise. 10. Build your edge. Develop internal strength through consistent challenges. At home, Jesse implemented these principles through dedicated, distraction-free writing and radical presence with family. The monastery's core lesson was simple. We all possess an innate capacity for presence, purpose, and peace. Not in some distant monastery, but in everyday moments when we choose to be fully present.